Our water cooler topic for today, the four stages of repentance commitment. After the first stage in repentance, which is azivas hachet, leaving the sin, and then remorse, and the third, which is viduyas, confession, we have kabbalah lahaba, which is making a commitment not to sin again. After we've cleansed ourselves and we've realized what we've done wrong and we've apologized and now we want to move on and we want to do the right thing, so we have kabbalah lahaba, which is a commitment to do the right thing in the future. But a very important part of committing to do the right thing in the future is taking responsibility for what we have done, and therefore we could move on and make a commitment for the future. One of the parts of kabbalah lahaba, of making a plan and a firm commitment for the future, is we also have to go back a little bit and understand and take responsibility for everything that we've done. We have to stop blaming people and stop blaming God for everything that we've done wrong. And this is a very, very important stage in repairing a relationship, which is really what we do every year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, starting with Elul and going into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A husband and wife get into an argument and they grow apart. Nobody wants to take the first step and it gets worse and worse. And then everybody, you blame the other one for your problems. I once was talking to an elderly woman who's been married for 55 years. And she said, you know, my whole life, everything that went wrong in my life, I blamed on my husband. As the children were kids and then they were getting older, and everything that happened, every time there was some kind of pressure, there was something going on in the house, I blamed my husband for everything. It was always his fault. Whatever it is that happened, it was his fault. I blamed him for it. And now that the children are married and the grandchildren are married, and it's quiet and it's just the two of us in the house, I realize that it wasn't his fault, that it was because I was under pressure, and the way I dealt with it was by blaming him for everything. And I think that's a very important concept in a marriage, in any relationship, that sometimes when we have our own pressures, when we have things that are irking us, we blame the people that are closest to us. And a husband and wife, when they argue, many times the husband, the wife have certain pressures and they blame it on their spouse. And instead of repairing the relationship, it gets worse because I'm under pressure or there's something that's bothering me. And not only is it a problem, but it's your fault. So after you've realized you've done something wrong, we have to go back and repair the relationship. And understand that it wasn't that person's fault. It wasn't my wife's fault. It wasn't my husband's fault. It was my fault. And in order to make a future commitment, we have to realize where it came from and what the problem was from. And just like it's like that in every relationship, it's like that in the relationship with Hashem, with God also. If we think about it, many times we do things that are wrong and we say, God, what do you want from me? You put me into that situation. Yeah, I'm sorry that I did it. I confess that I did it. But how did I get into that situation? God, you created the world. You created everything. You put me into that situation. And so it's your fault. And so the only way to move on is to realize that we can't blame God for it. And I think that that's a very important part of tshuva, of repentance. Just like we can understand in a relationship between a husband and wife that that's true, that we blame each other for things that we didn't do wrong. But it's important in order to move on to realize that that's what it is. In our relationship with Hashem, it's the same thing. We have to realize that it has nothing to do with Hashem. We have to start taking responsibility for our own relationships. It has to do with us. And we did something wrong. And yes, we're sorry. And yes, we confessed. But if we want to move on and we want to do good and we want to have a firm commitment for the future, we have to realize that it had nothing to do with Hashem. We can't blame Hashem for it. It had to do with us. And after we finally come to that fourth stage, that we've realized that it has nothing to do with Hashem, and we cleansed ourselves from the sin because we've apologized, but we know where it came from. We understand the root of where it came from. And you can only get to this stage after going through the other stages. It might be sensible to understand that, yeah, in order to leave a sin, you have to realize that it, where it came from. But we don't get to that stage until we have remorse and we confess, and then we realize that the sin is not from Hashem, it's from us. And it's not from the people around us, and it's not from our family, and it's not from our friends, and it's not from our children, not from our parents. It's from us. We've done something wrong. And when we can stop blaming people and we can take responsibility, then we can move on. And we can have a future plan. We can have a plan for the future, which is Kabbalah Lahaba. We can make a firm commitment for the future. That I'm not going to do it again. And that I have a plan. My plan is how I will be a better person. My plan is what I will do if the same situation arises to make sure that I won't sin. Because it has nothing to do with the situation. It has to do with me. And I will be ready to move and be ready to become a better person. So the fourth and final step is Kabbalah Lahaba, is making a commitment on the future. If I don't blame anybody and I take responsibility, then I can have a plan for the future. And if I have a plan for the future, then I am ready now to stand before Hashem, to stand before God on Rosh Hashanah, and say, God, I have taken responsibility for my actions. I have confessed, I feel remorseful, and I have left the sin. And now it is time for me to be signed, to be written and signed for a good year, because I've gone through these four stages, and I've become a good person, and I've made the commitment to be a great person for the next year.